gentlemen, welcome to the Blake and Sal Show with Mark. For over 10 years, dominating the podcast world. Now sit back, relax, and get ready to have some fun. Let's welcome your hosts, Blake, Sal, and Mark.
Well, hello up there, we're on the air. It's hockey night tonight. The tension goes down with so low. The puck goes down the ice. That goalie jumps at the playoff bump. The fans are going insane. Someone roars, Bobby scores at the good old hockey game.
Oh, good old hockey game. It's the best game you can name. And the best game you can name. It's a good old hockey game.
Hello and welcome to the 2024 Stanley Cup Playoff Prediction Panel Show here on the Blake and Sal Show with Mark. Round 1. I am one of your hosts, Blake. You're going to be hearing from Sal in a little bit. But we have a brand new person playing today. And also, happy birthday to me as this episode is dropping on the morning of my birthday. Because that's what happens to be when the Stanley Cup Playoffs start. Go figure. You know, on the day I'm actually really busy, I get to sit back and watch hockey all day. Not the point. So, I hope some of you are smoking up today, or taking a gummy, and enjoying hockey throughout the day. Starting the Eastern Conference, with the Florida Panthers and the Tampa Bay Lightning, the Battle of Florida. You know, it's one of those matchups where I was like, well, do I open my brain? My brain says Tampa Bay does not fold into doing anything like this. But Florida, they're a really good team. They made the Stanley Cup Finals last year. They've been ruling all season. Gotta go Florida. I'll go Florida in 6. Make it a good series. New York Rangers, Washington Capitals. The odds have the Rangers winning this series. President's Trophy winners. You can hear the tone in my voice. I do not want to pick the Rangers. I don't. And I'm not going to. But a gut feeling telling me they're going to win. But I can't go against it. I have to go Washington. So I'm going to go Washington 7. Massive upset in the Garden. Maybe I'll say Ovechkin gets the game winner to shove it up the Rangers' fans' asses. Boston Bruins, Toronto Maple Leafs. The continued thing. Can Toronto get out of the second round despite having one of the highest scoring player we've had in years in Austin Matthews? I think Austin Matthews is going to be the star here. He'll get a bunch of goals. He's going to win the series for them. I'm going to take Toronto in 6. Carolina Hurricanes and the New York Islanders. You know, after last year's playoff race with the Carolina Hurricanes and all the craziness that went on with them, this is a rematch from last year's playoffs. I almost want them to do well. But as much as I hate the Rangers, I don't hate the Islanders. This might be a lot of people think. I don't hate them. I'm going to get upset. Let's go Islanders in 7 and see what happens. Islanders in 7. All right. Edmonton Oilers. LA Kings. Remember when Edmonton was in last place in the West? And everyone was like, oh, they're done. The Edmonton Oilers are done. But here they are against the Kings. By the way, the NHL must be loving these time zones because they don't have to try so damn hard. I don't think the Kings can do this one. I'm going to go with the Oilers in 6. See if and hopefully they keep going up. I really want them to do well. They keep choking in the playoffs. I really, really want them to win a cup. Vancouver Canucks, Nashville Predators. How the hell did Nashville make the playoffs? I'm still trying to figure this one out. I guess when you get told that you can't go to the Spirit to see a concert by your coach, like a punishment, like you're a child, that turns up your game, and suddenly you're a playoff team. Go figure. They win in the series, though. I'm going to conduct in 6. The Winnipeg Jets, who, by the way, kind of just like, can you please give them back their history? If Phoenix is going to be dormant for a while, please just give Winnipeg back their history. The Winnipeg Jets, Colorado Avalanche. You know, this is a funny matchup because it should be the other way around. And Colorado's a good team. The Jets have been fantastic this year, and I want to see what they can do. So let's do a Jets in 7. And Dallas Stars and the reigning Stanley Cup champion Vegas Golden Knights. The champs got to win this series. It can't lose this series. So let's go Knights in 6. All right. That's it for me. Let's go to the rest of our panel. First of all, we got Sal, and then we have Mike. Then we have our reigning champion, Leandra, from Rocky Horror Minute. And then, first time on the panel, you heard him about a month or so ago on the main show. It is Tim from Random Chatter, giving his picks as well. For those who don't remember the scoring system here in the first round, it's 2 points for a correct series. Sorry. For those who remember, the scoring system in the first round is 2 points for a correct team and 5 points if you get the series right. And things get really interesting after the first round. The score can get pretty interesting. So we'll find out more in our next episode. So I think we're going to wrap us up here. Thank you all for listening. We'll be back next week. On next Friday will be a brand new episode of Pucks and Polishes, followed by a recap of C2E2. So enjoy everything for the next 2 weeks. And then, of course, we'll have round two of the Stanley Cup Playoff Prediction Panel show. All right, I'm going to throw it to everybody else, and I'll see everybody next time. Have a good day, everybody.
Hey, everyone. This is Sal calling in my picks for the 2024 first round of the Stanley Cup Playoffs. It's that time of year again, unfortunately, for the Devils. They sucked. but let's get right to it because I'm at work and I need to speed things up here. From the top to the bottom of the list that I have here, we've got the Battle of Florida, the Panthers versus the Lightning. The Lightning is an easy pick. They've been a really good team, you know, for the past 4 or 5 years. But I'm going to say Florida Panthers are going to win this one. And I'm going to say that it's going to take 6 games on this one. Next up, we have the Blue Skirts versus the Capitals. I will never, ever, ever root for the Rangers, even though I think the Rangers are going to demolish the Capitals. So in the interest of getting it right, I think the Rangers will probably easily get this in 5. Next up, we have the Boston Bruins versus the Toronto Maple Leafs. Austin Matthews has had an amazing season. I think Toronto is going to squeak out a victory here, but I believe it's going to take 7 games. And lastly, in the East, we have the Hurricanes versus the Islanders. I'm going to go with the Islanders here, just for fun. But I believe that's also going to take 7 games. And then moving out to the West, we have the Edmonton Oilers against the LA Kings. Edmonton has been pretty unstoppable. They went on this crazy run at the end of the season. I believe they should be able to take care of the Kings pretty easily. I'm going to say Edmonton in 5. I'm going to be aggressive on that one. Vancouver Canucks versus the Nashville Predators. I believe the Canucks should be able to win this one against the Predators, but I do think it's going to take 6 games. Continuing with Canada, we have the Winnipeg Jets versus the Colorado Avalanche. I can see Colorado winning this one. I believe it will take 7 games. And lastly, we have the Dallas Stars versus the Vegas Golden Knights, who apparently just put out an application on Facebook for bandwagon people, for former, I guess you could say, Arizona Coyotes fans. With that being said, I believe this should be an easy victory for Colorado. No offense to the Winnipeg Jets. I do believe it's going to be 6 games. And finally, in the West, we have the Dallas Stars against the Vegas Golden Knights. Vegas is a favorite. They recently posted on Facebook an application for former Arizona Coyotes fans to jump on the bandwagon, so I thought that was hilarious. And with that being said, I think Vegas should easily get this one. I'm going to be aggressive, and I'm going to say it's going to be a clean sweep. I'm going to say Vegas in 4. See you. Sometimes I dream that he is me. You got to see, that's how I dream to be. I dream I move.
All right, so this is Mike calling with my playoff predictions. I have a good feeling that I'm probably going to lose again this year because, well, let's be honest, I lose every year. I still don't know why they bring me on to discuss anything hockey-related, considering how terrible my picks generally are. But that being said, I do not give up. I persevere, unlike the Penguins, who have not made the playoffs this year. Yes, I meant for that to rhyme. Anyway, let's start in the Eastern Conference. We have the Florida Panthers, who were basically given the division because the Bruins are a bunch of cowards, versus the Tampa Bay Lightning, who no one wanted to play. This is probably one of the best Eastern Conference matchups, I feel like, other than the Bruins matchup. I think it's really two really tough teams. Tampa Bay peaking at the right time. They're not really a real wild card team. At least they're not playing like one. Kucherov getting his 100th assist of the season, last game of the year. Of course, all he was doing was basically passing the puck or receiving a pass, the pass again. But nonetheless, I'm going to go with the Tampa Bay Lightning in six. Florida is not a team to be taken lightly. They were still good enough to win the division, even though the Bruins basically forgot there was 82 games versus 80 games in the season. And I think everyone was trying to avoid playing Tampa Bay this time of year. But I'm going to say Tampa Bay in six because there's a good reason you wanted to avoid them. So I'm going to skip over one for now. Let's just get to the Boston Bruins and the Toronto Maple Leafs. Let's just stay in the Atlantic. Toronto has a nice history of being the Maple Leafs in the first round. Yes, last year they made it to the second round, but yes, I feel like that was a fluke. I feel like the Bruins are just so solidly defensively. They're a rough team to play against. And basically, as long as you stop Matthews from scoring, I don't think Toronto has as much depth as the Bruins do. I'm going to also say the Bruins in six. I feel like Matthews will probably get at least like one hat trick or one double goal game. But I feel like overall, I feel like Boston is just too much defensively and their goaltending is top notch. And goaltending can win a series. Let's go to the Metro Division where we have the one seed Rangers versus the Washington Capitals. And my honest opinion is fuck this series. It's two teams that I really dislike. It's my number two most hated team versus my number three most hated team. Fuck you, Flyers. But that being said, I do believe that the Rangers, unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on which way you look at it, will be too much for the Washington Capitals. Capitals were lucky to get in, kind of backing into the playoffs, minus winning their last three games, just to play the President's Trophy winner. I know the President's Trophy winner usually don't fare too well in the first round, but so I believe it's going to be the Rangers or Capitals in a short series. I believe it's going to be the Rangers in five, only because I hate to give out sweeps. Then lastly but not least, we have the Carolina Hurricanes and the New York Islanders. Islanders, generally an okay team. Again, one of those that kind of backed into the playoffs and that, like, mush of wildcard slash three seed in the Metro. Carolina's just too solid of a team. Really hard to get it bet against them. Maybe I'm a little biased because even though the Penguins are out, I'm still a big Jake Guentzel fan. He's been amazing for the team. So I'm going to say it's going to be Carolina. Again, I feel like this is going to be kind of a one-sided series. I don't see the Islanders with a lot of hope. I don't like to give sweeps in the first round. I'm going to say the Carolina Hurricanes in five. Then let's get to the Western Conference. We have the Edmonton Oilers versus the Los Angeles Kings. As much as I said I hate to give out sweeps in the first round, I do not believe that the Los Angeles Kings have a shot in hell in this series. I just believe that I think McDavid is just too much, Drysdale's too much. Anyone else on Edmonton, I don't know, can you name anyone else on Edmonton, are just too much. So with that being said, and because the Kings, they've had really, I think they've overachieved this year. They've had a really great year for what they've been, but I really just think Edmonton is just too hot. They've been one of the league's best teams since like December. I remember at the beginning of the year, everyone laughing that they weren't going to make the playoffs, yet they're like one of the top seeds in the West. So I'm going to have to say that it's going to be the Edmonton Oilers. And, yes, it just goes against everything I just said in the Eastern Conference. But I'm going to say the Edmonton Oilers in four. Then we get to who led most of the year and shat the bed at the end of the year, the Vancouver Canucks versus the Nashville Predators. I feel like this is going to be a pretty good series. It is, I believe, the longest distance travel for a series, considering Nashville should probably be in the Eastern Conference as opposed to the West. But nonetheless, I do believe Vancouver is just really, really a heavy scoring team this year. I know they kind of fell off the pace a little bit the last couple months, but I just feel like they had so much going for them. They got such top scoring. They have some really good, decent goaltending. I believe Nashville has the goaltending advantage with Saros. However, I do feel like that the Vancouver Canucks are just going to be a little too much for the Preds to handle. And I feel like it's going to be the Vancouver Canucks in six. I think it'll be a little bit of a back and forth series, but I'm going to go with the Canucks in six. All right, let's move on to the Winnipeg Jets versus the Colorado Avalanche. Well, I feel like the Jets have had a decent year. The Colorado Avalanche have, of course, had a pretty good year. I feel like this is probably one of the best earned series in the West. I do believe that Colorado is very well balanced. I know even though they were third in the division versus Winnipeg, who was second in the division, I don't think that really matters for this. I just feel like Colorado is the better team. I do, of course, believe Winnipeg has the goaltending advantage or Hellebuck. But the hell a buck is that? I'm going to go with Colorado in six as well. I don't believe it's quite enough to go seven. I do believe that Winnipeg will steal, Hellebuck will steal a couple games, but I just feel like with McKinnon and everything and McCarr, Colorado is just going to be kind of too difficult, and they're going to be going for that repeat. So I'm going to go with Colorado in six. Last but not least, we have the Dallas Stars versus the Vegas Golden Knights. What happened to Vegas? They were literally, I feel like, one of the best teams all year. And then I feel like a couple weeks ago, I saw they had a chance of not making the playoffs. Haven't really been following them too closely this year. And Dallas, where the hell have you come from? I don't think their roster has changed that much in the past 5 years, but I believe it's basically been every year top seed or not in the playoffs, top seed or not in the playoffs. Well, if we're alternating, I believe this year is Dallas for the top seed. That being said, I feel like Dallas is playing really well at this point in time. I feel like Vegas is not playing super well. So I'm going to say that the Dallas Stars are going to be winning in five. Those are my picks. Please do not bet with me because there's a good chance you're going to be losing a lot of money if you do. And I also believe I've taken enough of our time. Have a great day and let's go playoffs.
Such an effort. If we only knew of my plan in just 7 days, I can make you a man.
Hey there, it's Leandra here, aka Reigning Champ, and here I am just dropping off my picks. I don't feel super confident about this first round. I feel like a lot of these could go either way. But let's go from the top. Florida Panthers versus Tampa Bay Lightning. I think it's going to be Florida in seven, but it's going to be exhausting to watch. Next up is New York Rangers versus the Washington Capitals. As much as it pains me to say it, I think New York Rangers are going to get this in six. I really want to be wrong because obviously I'm a Caps fan. I want Ovi to get another cup, and he's not on his way out. He's just older. So we're running out of opportunities for him. But New York in six, I think, is a fair assessment. Boston Bruins versus Toronto Maple Leafs. Again, in six, I'm going to give this one to Boston, though. I'm comfy being wrong with this one, though. I wasn't really paying attention to either of these teams super well. And it seems like it could go either way. Carolina Hurricanes and New York Islanders, I think it's going to be Carolina in five. Not much else to report about that. I think that's a pretty safe bet. Edmonton Oilers versus LA Kings. I want Connor McDavid to be happy, and I don't know what else to tell you. It's going to be Edmonton, and I think they're going to sweep it. With Vancouver Canucks and Nashville Predators, this one is tough. I'm going to go Vancouver in seven. Mm-hmm. And then we've got Winnipeg Jets and Colorado Avalanche. It's going to be a quick five games for Colorado Avalanche. I'm really excited to see Nathan MacKinnon and what he is going to bring to this postseason games. And then finally, we've got Dallas Stars and Las Vegas Golden Knights. I'm a huge Golden Knights fan, have been essentially since their first season, but I think there's going to be Dallas Stars. And let's say that Vegas Golden Knights are going to give them a run for their money, so let's say that it's in seven.
A world's about to break. Tormented and attacked. Lost from when we wake. With no way to go back. I'm standing on my own. But now I'm not alone.
Avengers, assemble!
Always we will fight as one. Till the battle's won. With evil on the run. We never come on.
All right, you jerks. Tim from Random Chatter. Here it is. Here's my lineup. I am even going to call the number of games for whatever it's worth. Bonus points. Panthers Lightning. I'm going to call the Panthers in six. Rangers Caps. It's going to be the Rangers in six. Bruins and Leafs. Bruins are going to take this in seven. The Canes Islanders. Canes are going to do that in four. They're going to sweep it. Oilers v. Kings. Kings are going to take it in six. The Canucks and Preds, Canucks will take it in five. Jets and Avs, Avs are going to take it in six. And the Stars Knights, the Stars are going to sweep it in four. So my call, Panthers, Rangers, Bruins, Canes, Kings, Canucks, Avs, Stars. There it is, guys. Read it and weep.
For more information on our show, including where you can find us on social media or watch the show on YouTube, go to theblakeandsalshow.com. Don't forget to comment or leave a rating and review, and we will read it on the show.
Thank you so very much. Goodbye, mwah, and good night.
Bye-bye, bitch.